理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. We have been learning about the best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life, written by Rick Warren, and we know that it has really received record-breaking success.
It has, Vicki. Hi friends, this book addresses a lot of life's important questions like why am I here and what's my purpose on this earth? We just yesterday read a story about Ashley Smith. She was taken hostage by a suspected murderer. She read some of this book to this person, and it seemed to have had quite an impact on his life.
That's right. We know that in the end, he let Ashley go unharmed, and he turned himself over to the police. Pretty amazing. And it seems that this book had that powerful effect on him. Today, we want to continue learning about this book. Join us on page 27 and line 25 as we read, "Don't look inward for the answers."
The Purpose-Driven Life. Don't look inward for answers. The author warns that this is not like most self-help books that cause the reader to look inward. Contrary to what many popular books, movies, and seminars tell you, you won't discover your life's meaning by looking within yourself, Warren says. You've probably tried that already. You didn't create yourself, so there is no way you can tell yourself what you were created for. If I handed you an invention you had never seen before, you wouldn't know its purpose. Only the creator or the owner's manual could reveal its purpose.
First of all, let's take a look at the title of this section, Don't Look Inward for the Answers. Now, we mentioned that a lot of people ask certain questions and they want answers, but we're finding here that you don't want to look inward for these answers. There's another place that you're going to look. Now, when we refer to inward, we're talking about inside, maybe referring to the mind or to the soul of a person.
That's right, Vicki. A lot of people are encouraged to look inside for the answers to life's questions. Think really hard. The answer's in there if you search hard enough. Well, Rick Warren says his book is not like that at all. There's a lot of self-help books out there that tell the reader or ask the reader to look inside. He says his answers are on the outside.
In fact, it says here that the author warns that this is not like most self-help books that cause the reader to look inward. So it's very different, and he warns, because actually, we're not going to find these kinds of answers in these self-help books.
Okay, according to Rick Warren, the answers aren't there. Now, let's look at the word self-help for a second. Self-help books, of course, are very, very popular. If you want to look thinner or if you want to be better at meeting people, you buy a self-help book and they'll give you tips on how to improve yourself without any other people helping out.
That's right. They're just books or materials that help you to improve an area of your life, deal with an issue that you might have a problem with. They're self-help books. You don't go to a professional to get the help that you need. Let's review that right now in the following skit.
Hi, Mary. Wow, you're reading a lot of books.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to improve myself. I want to be a better person.
Mary, how can you be a better person?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. That's why I bought all these self-help books.
Oh, so these are all self-help books, huh?
Yes. Each book tells how to improve in a different way. This one here is about exercise, and this one is about dieting.
Oh, nice. Oh, and there's a book about how to get along with people.
That's right. And this book here tells you how to get a better job.
Nice.
Yeah. Each book has a self-help program so that you know just what to do to help yourself to be better.
Maybe these self-help books are a good idea after all.
That's right. They all have great advice on how you can help yourself.
So, Mary, does the self-help really help?
Oh, well, I don't know. I haven't tried it. I've been too busy reading.
Self-help, self-help books. If you go to bookstores nowadays, you will find books like this everywhere. They line the shelves because people want answers to these questions.
In fact, today you can go to a bookstore and find a self-help section, a whole section of the bookstore devoted to these kinds of books. But again, that's not what Rick Warren's book is like. He says, contrary to what many popular books, movies, and seminars tell you, you won't discover your life's meaning by looking within yourself. So Rick Warren wants to suggest the answers you're looking for are not inside, they're outside.
We begin that sentence with contrary to. We could simply say opposite from what many of these popular books are saying. Okay, so it's the same idea. It's an opposite view, an opposite perspective.
Okay, I don't think the author is saying that self-help books, there's no value in them. I think he would say there is value in them. But when we're talking about these basic life questions, it's important to understand that the answers aren't inside yourself. Let's look at the word seminars now in line 24. A seminar is a conference or a meeting where you go to exchange ideas and you discuss topics.
That's right. There are a lot of seminars nowadays on different topics. People interested in certain topics or who have a special interest in some topic would go to a place like that to get more information or maybe to share with other people.
Rick Warren is saying if you've been to these movies or seminars or you've read these self-help books that tell you to look inside yourself for the answers, you're not going to find them there. You're not going to be satisfied. He says, you've probably already tried that. You didn't create yourself, so there's no way you can tell yourself what you were created for. That's Rick Warren's answer.
Right. We didn't create ourselves, so how can we really know what we were created for? Or how can we tell ourselves what we were created for? Many of us want to know what we were created for, but we're not going to find the answer inside. He says, if I handed you an invention you had never seen before, you wouldn't know its purpose. And I guess he's trying to connect that with the idea that we don't know our purpose until we know who created us.
That's a good example. He's trying to create an analogy here. He's saying, if I handed you a machine, for example, a new machine that you've never seen before and asked you how to operate it, you wouldn't know. You have to ask the owner first, or you have to refer or read the owner's manual.
Okay, so you could talk to the creator of that invention. You could ask the inventor what it was for, how do you use it, or you could check the owner's manual. Now, the manual is a book that tells you its function or how to use the item that you've purchased.
Okay, another way to say that is instruction book. It tells you how to use it, its purpose, and so on. So that's Rick Warren's idea. He's saying, you were created by someone else, so you won't find the answers inside yourself.
Okay, so we need to look outside of ourselves actually to find answers, answers to the kinds of questions that we're asking about our existence and our purpose in life.
Okay, well right now we're going to visit the chat room, and then when we come back, we'll have more of our lesson. Please stay with us.
Welcome to the chat room. So, Rachel, what would you like to chat about today?
I think we should focus on two short words that make up a common sentence pattern. It says here what you were created for. We often use the words what and for in the same sentence.
Let's give our students an example.
Okay.
Hey, What did you hit me on the arm for?
No reason at all. I'll be nicer now. Here's a gift, Ken.
What is this for? It's not my birthday.
I know, but I'm feeling generous. So you see, these two words, what and for, are often used together in the same sentence.
很实用的一个句型，把 what 放在句首 ，for 放在句尾，中间呢加一个动作的片语，比如说 What did you close the window for? 就等于 Why did you close the window? 你为什么把窗户关起来
？We can also use the phrase what for when we are questioning something. Let's give our students another example.
What for?
Because we want them to know how to use the phrase. Now help me out here, Ken.
All right, let's go get some hot tea.
What for?
Because I'm feeling cold and I want to warm up.
Oh, good idea. But first, you need to do your Chinese.
What for? Just kidding. What for 本身呢就是一个很实用的片语，就等于 why, 为什么。但它的语气呢比 why 还来得口语。
All right, let's take a break.
What for?
Because our time is up.
What is another name for an owner's manual? A. Instruction booklet. B. Journal. C. Atlas. What is another name for an owner's manual? A. Instruction booklet. Call it an owner's manual or call it an instruction booklet. The important thing is not what you call it, but that you read it.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We've been talking about the success of the purpose-driven life, and we just talked about the fact that Rick Warren says we shouldn't look inward for answers.
He gave us an analogy of an invention, and if someone handed you that invention, you hadn't seen it before, you wouldn't know its purpose or how to use it unless you knew the creator or you had an owner's manual.
We want to continue right now. We hope you'll join us on page 30 now as we take a look at, do you want to find purpose in your life?
The Purpose-Driven Life. Do you want to find purpose? Warren was asked recently why he thinks the book is so successful. He said,I think there's a deep hunger for God and for spiritual meaning. Without purpose, life is motion without meaning. For this reason, Warren is quick to reassure his readers, you're not an accident. You were made to last forever. You were made for a purpose. What about you? Do you want to discover your purpose in life? Maybe.Like millions of others, you'll find the answers you've been looking for in the purpose-driven life.
Well, the title of this section is Do You Want to Find Purpose? But this is also a question that Rick Warren puts forward to the reader.
Some people don't even think about this, so I think he's raising awareness in the readers' minds.That you should be thinking about these questions if you're not already. Do you want meaning in your life? Do you want real purpose in your life?
Well, it says Warren has asked recently why he thinks the book is so, or was asked recently why he thinks the book is so successful.
Well, you know, Vicki, a lot of people have been interviewing Rick Warren since the book was published. They want to know why the book was so successful. It surprised a lot of people, remember?And so Rick Warren has been asked this question a lot. He says the reason why is there's a deep hunger for God and spiritual meaning. Now, a lot of people may not understand this right off the bat or initially, but he says whether you think about it or not, this is why the book is so popular. People hunger for these things.
Well, at least this is what he says. I think people are hungering for God, or they have a deep hunger for God and spiritual things. This is what he believes is the reason for the success of this book, because people are looking for answers, and they want to have some kind of spiritual meaning in their lives.
Well, Rick Warren not only believes that people have a deep hunger for God, but he also believes people have a deep hunger for spiritual meaning. And spiritual here means things that relate to the spirit or things that relate to someone's soul.
That's right. Now, a lot of people find meaning in many things in life, material things. People often focus on those things. But Rick Warren seems to think that people are hungering. Maybe they're feeling empty in this area of the spiritual life. So he feels that people are hungering or desiring something more spiritual.
Okay, line 4 says, without purpose, life is motion without meaning. And that's what I think you're saying, Vicki. When life is motion without meaning, there's emptiness there. We're just going through the motions, and we're not really thinking about where we're going or where we're coming from, and we just live our life without thinking about the deep things of life.
That's right. Motion just referring to movement or action. So we're moving in life, we're doing things, we're active, but do we really find meaning in the motion? Or are we just going through the motions and not really finding meaning and purpose in our existence?
Because a lot of people are just going through the motions, there's just motion without meaning, Rick Warren says he is quick to reassure his readers that they're not accidents. They were made to last forever, and they were made with a purpose. So he wants to encourage his readers that your life can be more than just motion without meaning.
Okay, your life is not an accident. For some people, that is good news, that you're not here just by accident. Maybe your parents didn't want you, you feel, but you're not here as an accident. Your life has meaning and purpose. That's what he wants to communicate in this book.
That's what he wants to reassure his readers. He wants to make sure that you understand those things when you read his book. That's the purpose for him writing this book. He wants to encourage people that your life is not by accident. It's not a chance.
I like this idea of reassuring someone. It kind of puts someone's mind at ease. It takes away the anxiety and the stress that might be involved. So he tries to reassure the readers, you're not an accident. Your life has purpose. Your life has meaning. Well, it says, what about you? Those of you listening, do you want to discover your purpose too?
Right. Our author of this article is asking you, the listener, maybe, like millions of others, you might find the answers you've been looking for in the purpose-driven life as well. Now, Vicki, what's interesting to me is I've read reports about this book that people, again, from all walks of life, different faiths, different races, they're all finding this book to be very helpful.
That's right. As we take a look at the bottom of this page, it says from the book. We see some quotes from the book, and that's what it says at the top of that section. It says people from many different walks of life, many different faiths have read The Purpose-Driven Life. And it says, what's the attraction? Well, it says read some of these quotes and you get a better idea perhaps.
This book has received a lot of responses from people all over the world telling the author and telling other people about how it has helped their lives. Let's look at some of these thought-provoking excerpts from the book, and then you can decide for yourself. But first, I want to take a look at this phrase, thought-provoking. It might be a large phrase for some of you. It means something that causes you to think deeply upon. It's something that you don't gloss over or you don't read quickly. You stay on it for a little while, and you think about it over and over.
Okay, so these selected quotes are thought-provoking. Let's take a look at the first one.
Okay, the purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. It's far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dreams and ambitions. So it's something we really haven't thought about too much, but our purpose in life is far greater than all of these things combined.
That's right. Well, you can take a look at the others on your own. It's time for us to take another look at what's going on at Saddleback Church in Southern California and then to review our lesson. Join us.
In this place, we have heard your
Michelle, 第一个重点我们来看 look inward 里面的 inward 这个副词 ，in 这个字首是指里面的，而 word WARD 这个字首是表示方向，所以合在一起 inward 是指向内的，或者是向内心深处的。课文中提到 look inward 是指向自己内心深处寻求的，或者是 all the rooms face inward toward the courtyard。所有的房间都面向中庭。Inward 的相反词是 outward， 就是指向外的。例如 spread outward 是指向外蔓延。继续我们看 contrary to something 这个副词片语。Contrary 是指矛盾的或者是相反的。所以呢 contrary to something 是指与某种说法或假设相反，但事实上却是正确的。例如Contrary to what most people believe, children who exercise more don't grow taller. 与大多数人的认知相反，运动量比较大的孩子不见得会长得比较高。最后我们看的是 reassure 这个动词。RE 这个字首有再一次的意思。Assure 是指保证或确保，所以 reassure 是指再一次向某人保证或确保。例如 the CEO reassured us thatWe'd get paid next week. 总裁向我们一再保证下个礼拜会领到薪水。And that's all for today. Let's go to the word bank.
Self-help. Julie is reading a self-help book to try to improve her life. Contrary to something. Contrary to popular opinion,Recent studies show chocolate may be good for you. Seminar. Professor Davis leads a seminar on how to improve the environment every Wednesday morning. Spiritual. As well as physical needs, most people have spiritual needs as well. Motion. The song has some fun and simple hand motions.Reassure. My mom tried to reassure my little brother that nothing was hiding under his bed.
The Purpose-Driven Life. Don't look inward for answers.The author warns that this is not like most self-help books that cause the reader to look inward. Contrary to what many popular books, movies, and seminars tell you, you won't discover your life's meaning by looking within yourself, Warren says. You've probably tried that already. You didn't create yourself, so there is no way you can tell yourself what you were created for.If I handed you an invention you had never seen before, you wouldn't know its purpose. Only the creator or the owner's manual could reveal its purpose. Do you want to find purpose? Warren was asked recently why he thinks the book is so successful. He said, "I think there's a deep hunger for God and for spiritual meaning."Without purpose, life is motion without meaning. For this reason, Warren is quick to reassure his readers, "You're not an accident. You were made to last forever. You were made for a purpose." What about you? Do you want to discover your purpose in life? Maybe, like millions of others, you'll find the answers you've been looking for in the purpose-driven life.
You know, Steve, in spite of Rick Warren's success with this book, it seems that he still remains a very humble guy.
And I've heard he gives millions and millions of dollars away.
That's right. Well, students, we hope you enjoyed our look at the purpose-driven life. We'll be back with a new lesson for you next time. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, friends.